We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
It's Jeremy White and Sneaky Joe DiBiase.
To the middle, Rasmus Dahlin! What a pass! What a goal by Casey Mittelstadt! That was magic!
Jeremy White.
Somebody out there pretending to be me. Okay, and now you've got imposters everywhere. I mean,
great. Cool. Sneaky Joe DiBiase.
There probably was a moment where I thought I could get him, but he's elusive. Like Tyreek Hill, trying to tackle Tyreek Hill.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
Is it talking about an animal of some sort?
You were chasing a dog.
Oh, right? Yeah.
That's
yeah.
When you were chasing, chasing a dog. Speaking of that, so an episode from De Birdie League on Wednesday that... Yeah, I can just tell you right here, it's like chasing animals. Good morning, Jeremy and Joe. It's happy Friday. It's Friday.
Friday
of a yes. Long weekend, too. So at
this is the best Friday.
Yeah.
The mail-in Friday.
100%. For everybody. I've prepared nothing, so here comes a story.
The biggest mail-in Friday of the year. Yeah.
So De Birdie League, which is our golf league, we play golf at Delaware Park on Wednesdays. I'm golfing with Bulldog. We're in one of the later groups, and we're coming up the 17th hole, and I hear him say... Well, get a look at this, right? There are a lot of things could be happening when somebody says to you,
get a look at this.
A look at this.
Yeah.
And it's a dog chasing a deer through Delaware Park. Full speed.
Off leash, going after him.
Right down our fairway, and you can hear in the distance someone yelling after the dog, hey, as this deer is going full speed down the 17th at Delaware. You know, right there by the Skajakwita.
Right up the fairway? Oh, right, that's right near.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, if he took a certain turn.
Yeah.
I mean, there are deer that live there in Forest Lawn for sure.
Oh, yeah.
So, the dog chasing a deer.
How close was this dog getting to the deer?
Not going to catch him.
Yeah, right? Deer are infinitely faster.
Right. It's,
I think.
Right. And it was larger deer, so, you know, better stride length. It would have been like like you chasing Tyreek Hill. This dog was determined... But we tried to even jump in and convince the dog, like, buddy, you're not going to get there.
Yeah.
You're not going to catch this guy. This is a pick six going the other way.
What did jump in and convince the dog mean? Like,
I gave a couple of really loud whistles. Like,
oh, sure, yeah.
You know, I won't do it here because I'll blow everybody's speakers out.
Yeah.
I can do a good solid whistle that you would do for a dog or a person that's far away.
Yep.
Or, you know, say you're in a crowded room and somebody on the stage wants to get everyone's attention. I can give that whistle.
Yeah, your whistle carries.
Yes.
That at the park once in a while when you throw that out there, like every dog will look.
Yes, yes. I don't know if I ever told you that. I just trained myself to do that in my car driving to and from work. I just watched I watched a YouTube video on how to whistle like that.
Yeah.
Because I was getting a dog, my old dog Hank, which would have been 2007, and I'm thinking if I want to have a dog and have him listen and come on a whistle, I need a good big whistle. So I watched a video on YouTube, and I just practiced, and it took about, I don't know, less than a week.
And that's it? And then you just have it for life?
Yep. It's very easy. You can just bust it out.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, because Goose comes right to it.
Absolutely.
Like, the other dogs will look, but they won't come like Goose will.
He knows. Like, boom, that's it. You just, super easy thing to train for a dog.
And did this dog react at all?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. The dog.
Did he come to, or
he just stopped and looked at me like I broke his concentration off the deer briefly.
Which is good, because he misses 2 seconds, and he's got to know that it's over.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And he stopped and looked at me, and I just kind of, you know, I was like, hey, buddy. Hey. Like trying to stop him so the dog owner could get closer to maybe get the dog's attention. Because, you know, when dogs go into a a prey drive like that. Like they're going to chase a squirrel, or in this case, a deer.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not going to work. Meanwhile, you say my dog comes when he hears that whistle. Last week, my dog saw a bunny rabbit in the neighborhood, and he did not listen to the whistle. He was actually in our front yard in the driveway, and he ran about two blocks away. He was gone.
Just, there's a rabbit, I am going and getting this thing.
Absolutely gone. I lost sight of him. I didn't know where he was, and I just whistled like five times, and eventually he did come back. But
yeah,
the prey drive for him went out of control. So there you go. There's my story about you chasing a dog and a dog chasing a deer.
Yes.
And here we are.
Yeah. You were never taking off running after this dog, though.
No, never. No. I've got a golf bag on me. It's you know, we're on the golf course.
Yeah.
Here's the question. You think you could learn to whistle like that? If you just, why not just...
I'm thinking of that right now. Why not just... Is this something I could just do in the next week?
Yeah. Just decide to learn to do that.
The other thing, though, is... Like Finn's two now, he would learn. They could teach him to come to that, right?
Yeah, you whistle and you give him a treat. You whistle and you give him a treat. You do that for like, I don't know, a week.
I'm thinking about doing that right now.
Now, some people, just those of us out there, that can also do a really loud whistle. Some do it with the fingers. You know, you put two fingers in your mouth and do that.
Yes,
I don't do that. I don't need any. So I don't need my fingers as an instrument.
Yeah,
just belt it out.
Like one on each side.
I don't know.
Is that the move, though, when they do it? Like pinky finger on each side, maybe?
I
don't even know.
Some people do two hands. Some people do, I don't know. There's a million different ways to do it.
Okay.
I just learned straight out, just your mouth as the instrument.
Yeah.
So, yeah, go for it.
I will play hide and seek with my dog.
Okay.
And he knows to come when I whistle. I don't whistle loudly, though. But, enough to where he could hear it in the house.
Sure.
He already kind of has it ingrained in him. Oh, I'm supposed to go look for him.
So you do the whistle that is just a version of, you'd whistle along to a song.
Basically, yeah.
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 And do it in the tone that a dog would come to, yeah.
Yes, yeah.
Yep. Yeah, that's...
You just needed to get the... I would need the volume, of course, to get increased, tenfold.
That's the regulation whistle.
The regulation whistle.
And then the other
Yours
one is...
the what? The
steroids whistle. I don't know. It's the...
The HGH whistle?
It's the XFL whistle. I don't know.
It's the pro whistle. I'm in the minor league still.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. Anyway, hey, good morning. It's Friday. It's sunny. The weekend looks incredible.
Mm-hmm.
We're having another one of these mornings where it's cold.
It's cold in the morning and it's warm during the day, and I don't know how to dress for that.
Yeah.
38, I think I saw again when I got up, and 70. It's going to be in the 70s though today.
Yeah. This is the lowest low of the foreseeable future. So we are going to get a little warmer as we go. Here's a question. Is it soft to use your car starter on a morning like today?
Yes. Yes, it's soft to use a car. It's not that cold. And you're outside for 2 seconds.
But your car, it's 40.
How cold is it in your car, though?
40. However cold it is outside is how cold it is in your car.
Well,
maybe like 5
degrees.
Because
the sun's not out yet.
Yeah.
I think it's a little... are you wearing shorts? If you're not wearing a jacket,
let's say
you can't be using your car starter.
Hypothetically, let's say you're wearing light blue shorts and a maroon light hoodie, and you're sitting in the chair that I'm sitting in right now. How about then? Because I used my car starter today because it was cold out.
I think this is a little soft. And will you use your car starter for the air conditioning?
No.
Like on a really hot day?
No, I'll never do that.
You could, though, couldn't you?
Yeah, but that doesn't interest me. You can roll the windows down and get that, regulated pretty quick.
Yeah. I don't know, man. You get in a hot car. I want the air conditioning running. Why not? What's the difference?
I tend to be anti...
You're just controlling the climate, even if it's only a couple degrees.
I know. I tend to be anti-air conditioning in cars.
Really?
Yeah, if given the choice, I'll go windows every time. Although, things do change as life moves on, and then, you can't exactly have windows down all the time.
Yeah.
You're dressed to go somewhere, kids, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, sure, air conditioning can be important, but...
I have to do air conditioning at least, on the thruway.
Yeah.
Because I want to be listening to stuff.
Right.
Like, if I have the windows open on the thruway, I'm not hearing anything.
75 miles an hour is not a windows open kind of scenario.
Right, yeah.
Anyway, hey, good morning. It's Friday. Memorial Day weekend, going to be beautiful.
Memorial Day weekend. Memorial's going to be 80. This is Mike Shope's thing, right? That it's always perfect on Memorial Day, and it's supposed to be 82 and sunny.
Yep. It's perfect again. Now, it might be a little cherry-picking or a coincidence. If you picked any day this week, you would describe it as perfect for Memorial Day. The next 10 days look perfect for Memorial Day. So while he's right about Friday or about Monday, it would have been said about Tuesday or Wednesday or Thursday or Sunday. It's going to be just absolutely beautiful. So,
and we are almost at, oh, I can start looking. It's a 10-day forecast, right? There's no 2-week forecast because today marks 2 days until the wedding and it's outdoors.
Two days and 2 weeks? Or no, 2 weeks
till the wedding. Two weeks.
2 weeks from today.
From today. And the weather, it's outdoors. Something I'm going to be, okay, if I go to the weather app, the very last day that they have on there now is 2 weeks from today.
And what do they say?
74 and partly cloudy.
Okay. We'll be tracking that.
Love it.
It is probably too early for, if I was doing it, to feel good one way or the other.
On the 8th, they have PM showers. Mm. How do they know? How do they know this far in advance? It's going to rain, but only at night.
I have no idea. And of course, it's subject to change, right? Like,
it's subject to change, like up till the minute.
I would feel good 3 days out. 3 to 4 days out, that's where I feel like the forecast can be locked in a little more.
Uh-huh.
And of course, there's a window. There's a reason you should feel confident about Memorial Day, that it's not going to suddenly change the forecast, because it's sunny 3 and 4 days afterwards.
Yeah.
Feels like you're in the midst of a good long stretch here. So hopefully you get good stuff for your wedding. Good weather for the wedding. Did you watch the Amherst last night?
I watched some of the Amherst. I watched the little double screen action. I went the NBA game and the Amherst game.
Yeah. I watched a good chunk of the Amherst. They probably should have been leading after the first. They lose 2-0, but they played pretty well.
I think they outshot Hershey at the end of the night.
Yeah. I was tuning in to watch Matthew Savoy. Let's see if you had the same experience. I tuned in to watch Savoy, and then by the time I was done watching, I thought Yuri Kulik is legit.
Yeah. That's my exact takeaway.
Savoy, not to say Savoy was bad or anything like that.
He just didn't play a ton.
Nope.
In fourth line, right? Like, I mean, you could see the speed when he was out there. Like,
yep.
He was moving a million miles an hour. But yeah, Kulik was like, this guy, he's going to be on the team.
He looks like
is rattling through my head the whole night.
Absolutely. He's 18, and it looks like an NHL player got sent down. He looks like the kind of guy that would be where the Sabres send down Dylan Cousins because their season's over, and that guy was on the Sabres all year, and now he's on the Amherst.
Yeah.
To me, that's what Kulik looks like. I think he looks like an NHLer immediately. He's always around the net, gets a ton of scoring chances. Made sense that, you know, throughout the first 5-6 games of the series, he scored in every game because I watched for 5 minutes, and granted, it's only one game, but still, he's always getting opportunities.
That was his first game of the playoffs without a point.
And he had
the conference finals. It was his first game without a point.
Yeah, they got shut out 2-0.
Yeah.
But he could have had a couple. So
yeah, he had a chance right in front of the net.
He led a 2-on-1. He looked fast. Yeah, I was really impressed. And the MSG feed, so if you did watch this game last night, it was Hershey and Rochester, and the MSG feed was the Hershey side of it.
Yeah.
And they were raving about Kulik. Like, look at this kid. He's 18. He's amazing.
Yeah. He is 19, by
19,
the way.
Sorry. He's 19, and he's amazing.
But yeah, they were raving about him, and he flashed. He flashes. Both games, even. I would say game one, you noticed him a lot also. And is he not the most... I think if Savoy's situation was different, Kulik would be the guy that's most likely to be on the team next year. But I hear a lot of both sides. One is, well, Savoy can't go to juniors, so if you want him to start the year on this team, then that's going to be tough for Kulik. And then I have the other side, which is anytime you ever watch Kulik, it's how is he not on the Sabres next year?
Yep, that's how
it's
I
like,
feel.
You look at the numbers, and you just put lines together. You might have a hard time fitting him in, and then you watch him and you're like, I've got to fit him in. How could I not fit him in? Look at him. He probably already should be there. After another summer and another training camp, you're going to tell me he's not on this team?
Be hard to believe.
But they also have 15 forwards that you would all think would be on the line in the top, the top 12, let's say. Guy's got to get traded. Olofsson's got to get traded. Does something else? Do they have to do something else to make room for these guys? Eventually, they do, don't they?
Yes.
If these guys keep developing, and okay, Kulik is great, and now Savoy's ready, and Roseanne is in Rochester still. I don't think that's next year, but okay, maybe he takes another step, and you've got other guys coming. But if their prospect pool is this strong and it is heavy up front, which it is, it's mostly forwards. then inevitably there's going to come a numbers crunch someday. And that could even be now.
The name that really is here for this is Mittelstadt. I'm looking at the Sabres roster and who's under contract, not this year, but next year. Oposo's back for a year. Okay. So you know that. Lock that in. Olsson's under contract. We'll see. They probably deal him. We think that. But next year, the spots that are open next year that are not open right now, Olofsson, Oposo, you have RFAs in Krebs and Mittelstadt, UFAs in Girgensen, Hinostroza, Jost, and RFA this year as well. But Mittelstadt's the one, because Mittelstadt's the one that will require, what, $6
million? A commitment.
A chunk.
Yeah.
A $6 million chunk and 5 years. I need someone to do like a mock contract for him to see what he might be worth. But the
his market value?
The season he just had, if he finished that, you kind of have the double-edged sword of, if he has a season like he just finished, that's going to be $6 to $7 million a year. If he drifts back on his production, you might be able to get him for $5 million. But I think he's getting money. He's getting paid. Mittelstadt makes $2.5 million this year, and that's a bargain deal for what he ended up giving this team. So what you're getting at is tougher decisions await. And you might look at Kulik and think, this guy's got a spot. I don't know that Kevin Adams does it this specifically, but does he think he will take away this player's spot and role, Mittelstadt? He'll take away, I don't know,
Krebs or
the Girgensons' role. But Kulik and Savoy and, you know, you've got names. You've got somebody they're going to add this year. That doesn't even include, like you said, Rosen and Noah Östlund. They've got 4 to 5 grade A to B forward prospects, and they don't have 4 to 5 spots for them right now.
No, now they might have...
Is it even two? It might be two.
I mean, for the future, it's three. Like, they have 9 forwards that, like, okay, two years from now. Well, again, the Mittelstadt becomes a question, but there's 9 guys where, like, if they don't get traded, they're on this team. Thompson, Tuck, Skinner, Cousins, Quinn, Paterka, Krebs, Greenway, and Mittelstadt, right?
Yep.
They're all under contract. They're all young enough. So, okay, 3 spots for the next couple of years. But for next year, all right, that's 9 spots. Now I add Okposo. Olsson's still here, but you'd like to think that one's available. And, okay, maybe I'm done. Is that it? So maybe Girgensons, though. That's the thing, is what I wonder. Is it two? You trade out Olofsson, and now I've got 2 spots available for kids. But in doing that, you would be filling a spot that Girgensons played, which is a completely different type of role, right? That is defense, that is energy, that is forecheck, that is, you know, veteran presence in the locker room, and you're just plugging in 19-year-old Yuri Kulik into that spot?
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's a bad idea.
No,
but
they're probably going to want another cheaper veteran, so now the spot might be down to 1. You know, because if they're going to be a playoff team, Kyle Oposo, by the way, good for him in what he said at the press conference yesterday. He signs a 1-year deal, $2.5 million. We'll get you some of his quotes, and we'll talk to Paul about it coming up at 7. We'll recap the Amerks and get to what Oposo had to say. But I feel like Oposo's comments at that press conference open up everyone else's ability to talk about this team should be shooting to win the Stanley Cup. He didn't back off that. He talked about the window opening for them the way that we talk about a window opening for the Bills when Josh Allen stepped into glory.
Yep.
When he started getting good, it became, okay, now's the time to push forward. And this team has not yet made the playoffs, but Oposo sure sounded like a guy that thinks they should not be... They should not be slow playing it, but just don't limit yourself. Don't put a ceiling on what this team could be pretty much right away.
The first voice that I've heard that's kind of put words to, if they were to miss the playoffs, it would be a failure next year. I think Adams and Granato would think the same way, but they haven't necessarily said it that way. I think Oposo kind of said it. That, like, okay, it's playoffs next year. And, right, maybe even beyond that. And maybe he's back on a 1-year deal because, I mean, he's got to have some belief that that can happen or else he wouldn't come back. And he's been in that room, of course. So, you know, he's going to be influenced by that a little bit. But it's the first voice in the organization where, like, okay, yeah, time to, it's go time.
Yep. Here's the quote from here's the series of quotes from Raposo. And you know what? I'd like to hear the GM. It's tougher. A player can shoot higher than a GM probably because the GM is ultimately responsible for moves to do it. But he says, we can't be scared about the expectations. There's going to be expectations next year. You guys know it. Last year, no expectations. And everybody's writing rosy articles, and this group is a good team. It's becoming a good team, and that's great. But how do you do that with expectations? There's guys that are starting to get bigger contracts. There's guys that are starting to get noticed nationally. Lofty expectations next year. I think we can't run from that. And then he goes on to even say, should our goal be to make the playoffs? And should our goal be 2 points better than we were last year? No. Let's accept it. Let's accept it now. You set the goal of winning a Stanley Cup. And then you don't touch that. And you don't let that weigh you down at all from the day to day. You set that goal, and you know it's there, and then you take it a day at a time, and you get better. Like Kevin Adams has always said, and Donnie says, you want to get better every day. But we cannot run from those expectations anymore. The time is now, our window. It's opening. We have to be prepared for that.
Love the way that sounds.
That's
set the Stanley Cup standard now and don't touch it. It's a great quote.
Yes, it is.
Yeah,
that's a captain.
That acts like it doesn't matter. We missed by 1 point. It's all the same. If we had in some way, that's kind of true, isn't it? That they missed by one. Had they made it by one and lost to Boston in round one, shouldn't you still be on the same trajectory? Shouldn't you still be on the same timeline of trying to win? You don't wait one extra year to try to win the Stanley Cup because you had one fewer point last year. Because if they had made the playoffs, oh, everyone would be talking that way, wouldn't they? Everyone would be thinking that way, which is, all right, time to cup, right? Let's start pushing for the cup. Versus they miss by 1 point and you'll hear a little of, okay, well, next year, let me just get in.
Yep.
Let me just break the drought. And Oposo's kind of putting verbiage to, no, we're just going to put it on now. We're going to flip the on switch right now, dial it up to 11. Okay, let's go.
The time is now. Our window, it's opening.
He's declaring that it's opening.
Yep.
The captain of the team.
Good stuff. Glad he did it. Glad to hear it. Glad to hear expectations for them. Jeremy White, Joe DiBiase. We got some series that were 3-0 that have been extended. The Heat and the Celtics are going to game 6.
We got to talk about these Celtics odds a little bit.
I'm getting nervous about the Celtics.
You're getting nervous about the Celtics?
I mean, I engage in Boston frauda, which is is happiness when Boston teams lose. And I was really excited about the finals being Denver and Miami. If Boston's in it, I will have to really engage.
You'll be more interested, though, if they're in the finals, won't you?
Yes, but I'll be interested because I'll be afraid that Boston might win something, and it would be terrible. It'd be awful if the Celtics won the title, just because it's Boston. And then Vegas and Dallas, you know, there's a question to be had. When you're up 3-0, when do you get nervous? You got one team that's gone from up 3-0 to 3-2, another team that just lost their first game last night, Vegas. So when do you get nervous on 3-0? Paul Hamilton coming up at 7 o'clock on the Amherst game, on Oposo's comments, and plenty more to get to here. You can join us on WGR.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. visit pitchhitrun.com today.